Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tommy, you get a goal on your first shot. That's a pretty good tone setter, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't matter now.
And it didn't. The second goal they had, it's a fluky goal. Gavin thought he had it. Nobody could even see it just sitting there on the side of the pad. You know, those things happen, but ideally you'd like to have someone on that side of the ice that can yell to him to tell him he doesn't have it covered. But again, one of those fluky things, but that was a kind of a backbreaker, wasn't it?
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a backbreaker. It's 2-1. There's a lot of hockey game left, so I don't know if it's a backbreaker.
Well, I'm just talking the way that they scored and the fact that it was 40 some seconds after.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a backbreaker in my opinion. I mean, backbreakers are, you know, there's a lot of hockey left, but no, it was definitely. I mean, it was a kick in the teeth right there. But now you got to grind it and got to get back. You know, you got to get back into it.
They were able to score two power play goals. I'm asking you before you've had a chance to look at them again, but. On the penalty kill, and they move the puck pretty darn well on the power play. How much does that stress you just staying in structure?
Well, we weren't in structure. That was the problem on the first one. I mean, we had two forwards on the right on the one side of the rink, and then our net front defenseman vacated when he didn't need to vacate. But whatever, that's going to happen. But if our forwards in the right spot in our structure, then that doesn't happen. And in the second one. You know, we just got to be in a better shot lane right there. You know, if we're in a better shot lane, at least our first layer, if they get it by the first layer, our second layer wasn't in a good spot. So, you know, it is what it is right there. But, again, the bottom line is it doesn't matter. They scored, and they helped the special team us tonight. That was the difference.
The goal that you got, 14 seconds left in the second period, it was Carter Jones, Leighton Rode, and Erie Vaisanen. Boy, those three just seem to be in unison on that rush. If you got three guys, three forwards that are all kind of all on the same page, good things are going to happen, right?
Yeah, that was a good line tonight. We put them together, and they got two goals. And, you know, I thought Jonesy played a heck of a night. I thought Jonesy was good.
He's played in, like, seven games since he came back. He's got two goals already, I think 4 points. What is his 80-plus games that he's played to bring to the – bring back to the table?
Well, he's old now. Jonesy knows how to play the game. He knows how to play the game. He's old, and he's, you know, he's playing with more tempo and more pace too, and that comes with probably experience. And he wants more ice time.
Well, he's deserving of it. He's going to keep performing like that.
Yeah.
You know, the back into CCHA play now for the rest of the year. You got three rough road trips here in the next 5 weeks. Starts with a doozy to Bowling Green. This is when you got to put the hay in the barn, right?
Yeah, no question.
See you then, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Bulldogs winners tonight by the final score of 5-2.